Two sheriff's deputies shot. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It's happened in Katy, Texas, on the outskirts of Houston. Fox 26 says it happened in a residential area. The deputies are being treated at the hospital. The suspect is reported to be dead. As the standoff near Ukraine's borders continues, mixed signs Monday from Moscow.
On one hand, cyber attacks affecting at least two private banks and the defense ministry in Ukraine. At this point, it is not clear whether the attacks are coming from the Russian government or hackers, or the extent of the damage. On the other hand, a declared pullback of Russian forces from Ukraine's border. Russian state television showed tanks being placed on trains, but no word on the number of forces pulled back. Ukrainian officials expressed skepticism about a possible de-escalation. The foreign minister said only seeing is believing.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. President Biden saying Monday U.S. intelligence has not been able to confirm any Russian pullback. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says it has rescued more than 80 victims of human trafficking and sexual exploitation in a week-long operation in the week preceding the Super Bowl. Eight of those rescued are children. 34 suspected traffickers have been arrested. Britain's Prince Andrew has reportedly agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by a woman who said she was sexually trafficked to the British royal by financier Jeffrey Epstein when she was just 17.
Court papers say the proposed settlement between Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre would involve the prince making a substantial donation to Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights. Giuffre's attorney said in a federal court filing that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge of a settlement and that they'll request the suit be dismissed.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Prince Andrew had repeatedly denied the allegations. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow gained 422 points. NASDAQ up 348, the S&P 500 closing nearly 70 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A bipartisan bill has been introduced in the Senate that would prevent members of Congress from buying and selling stocks.
The so-called Ban on Congressional Stock Ownership Act from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren and Republican Senator Steve Daines would ban members of Congress and their spouses from owning or trading individual stocks, bonds, and securities. They would also not be allowed to take part in things like hedge funds. But they could put money in mutual funds and other widely held investments. And here's the thing. The proposal would require members to either sell off individual stocks or convert them to broad-based investments. They would then defer capital gains taxes until they sold those new assets or investments.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The Senate has until Friday to pass a stopgap spending bill to prevent a partial government shutdown. The House has already passed the bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I remain optimistic that both sides will keep working together on drafting legislation to fund the government so it can fully serve the American people while keep us safe here at home.
But some GOP senators are balking at reported government at government programs over government vaccine mandates and some related drug programs. Author and satirist P.J. O'Rourke has died.
His publisher says he had been ill in recent months but didn't specify his cause of death. Born Patrick Jane O'Rourke in Toledo, Ohio, he's credited with refashioning gonzo journalism of the 60s into a brand of conservative and libertarian commentary. His commentaries were published in Rolling Stone. He served as editor-in-chief of the National Lampoon and had a brief run on 60 Minutes, representing the conservative take on Point Counterpoint. His books included Give War a Chance, None of My Business, and Cry from the Middle. O'Rourke was 74. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.